Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
The aftermath of the Google Docs worm. New details about how to protect against email spoofing.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So a wave of particularly effective phishing emails spoofing the popular Google Docs app hit a cross-section of businesses this week. It was a reminder of how impactful these types of phishing emails can be and put many companies on the defense looking for ways to protect themselves. Luckily, Kate Fazzini joins us now on the line. She writes about cybersecurity for WSJ Pro and is here with some follow-up tips. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
So this Google Docs issue, this really was just an age-old common phishing scam. And what's notable is that it wasn't really an extravagant hacking operation.
That's absolutely right. This was a very common worm that anybody who has had email probably since the 1990s has had experience with.
Can you remind us what exactly, my cyber/coding vocab is a little rusty, what exactly are worms? It's a term that has to do with malicious kind of code, basically.
That's right. So a worm is a kind of malicious code or malware that just replicates itself. So you don't have to continue doing it. You're not sitting at a keyboard somewhere. You set it off, and it will just keep replicating and replicating until somebody is able to stop it, as Google did in I believe, under an hour. So this wasn't even a very long, large-scale attack.
Right, and that's an important point because this goes to show how a common little scam can quickly turn into a threat. How important is the speed and efficiency of the response, and is that what went down this week? Could this have been a lot worse?
It could have been a lot worse. Could have certainly been a lot worse. There's one thing at play here that was important, and that is that the individuals who did this used some of Google's own infrastructure. So they were at an advantage. They were able to see and be able to shoot this down because they had a lot more access to it than they might have had if it was being hosted somewhere else. So that factors into it. Now, the speed at which it went down was very impressive. Certainly a lot of people within the industry have been talking about that. It just looks very good for Google. And the communication was very good. So I think all around, other than this being a nuisance to some people, they were reassured rather quickly that both it was over and their information was safe.
We're speaking to Wall Street Journal Pro's Kate Fazzini about the Google Docs worm and how to protect against email spoofing. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So these types of spoofed emails can obviously be very damaging to brands. Our own Wall Street Journal was impacted. What's the takeaway for businesses? Does this highlight a need or some sort of effort to be a bit more proactive? And what can businesses do?
So one of the main risks to businesses as far as their brand is when a fraudster takes your brand and uses it in one of these spoofed emails. So that was the risk that we were talking about to Google, which, you know, could have been that people stopped trusting Google Docs or wanting to use it as much because they saw that maybe it wasn't secure in some way. This happens a lot when you see banks being spoofed and you get an email that makes it look like it's from your bank and asks for your credentials. That's damaging to the bank's brand because it makes people think that the bank isn't as secure. One of the main solutions to this, that a lot of big businesses and Google included, are involved in is something called, and it's a mouthful, but it's domain-based message authentication reporting and conformance called DMARC. It's actually a nonprofit initiative. And essentially what it is businesses can register all of their domains, and the sending and receipt of those emails are sort of fact-checked against one another. So you can have your emails authenticated And if one is fraudulent or it looks like your domain, but it's not, it can be rejected and won't end up in inboxes. So that's something that's out there that a lot of big businesses have been a part of. JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Big List, Walmart.
Can these types of exercises have other positive effects for companies down the road?
Oh, yes. They can definitely get a better idea of how many domains they actually own. This is something that a lot of, especially executives, people who aren't doing day-to-day in technology might not even have any idea of how many domains they own. To put that a different way, if you think of all of the domains that might come under a bank, with whether it has an investment bank, whether it has an asset management organization, and all of those .coms that are a part of that, those are all domains, and they are all owned by you. So if somebody spoofs any one of those, that can be damaging to your brand. So certainly, you can see that list of probably hundreds for most companies, domains that have been built up over the years, and maybe even look to where you can start to trim that down and trim your risk a little bit.
Very good. Very important information. Kate Fazzini, thanks very much for the time.
Okay.
Thanks again to WSJ Pro's Kate Fazzini for joining us. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thank you for listening.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.